Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Marky.
Is this?
Hi, Marty. It's Samantha. He's calling you from Penguin Book Writers. I didn't call you for the past 2 weeks. You forgot me.
I've already published my book.
You are doing that with Josh, right?
Josh is doing my marketing.
Yes, and we had a word. Do you remember that? It's Samantha.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was Samantha. Yes, I do now. I'm sorry. I apologize. It's okay. I get so many. It says potential spam. And so I wasn't
prepared
for it to actually be here.
I was nearly heartbroken. Because I came with the good news that I finally completed your book, and I wanted to have a chat with you. And when you when you were like, okay, who are you? No, yes, I'm already doing that. I was like, okay, this is bad. Okay, how is everything with you? And how are things? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. They changed one of my meds, so I can be in the sun again without sizzling. So
That's good. And one more thing about the book. I must say, the book that you have written, you are correct that it's completely different. It's so positive. I mean, you've shared every experience of yours, but it's all so positive and motivating. I've read other books on cancer, but trust me, I haven't seen anything like this. Something so simple, relatable. At the same time, it just lifts your spirit up. You know, when I finished reading, I was like, oh, my God. The tone of the book and the direction that you took in terms of presenting your own experience, that was amazing, Marty. That was amazing. All those things
Thank
that
you.
I was saying before reading the book, it's times 10 now at this point of time.
Yeah.
After reading your book, I was blown away.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
I loved it, Marty. I loved it.
Oh,
and I
good.
Wanted to personally talk to you about it. And you have no idea what a beacon of inspiration you can be. You took things so positively. That is absolutely amazing. The way you carried yourself, the way you initiated going back to school, the boutique, and all of that, it was amazing.
Well, everything I read was just so painful.
And dark.
But it's life, you know? And I don't know. I needed something that you could read and not, like, I'm hiding the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not trying to butterfinger it, but that you can do it. You know, it's doable.
I got to say something on
You're
that,
okay.
Marty. Yes, exactly. Yeah. You know what you did? Everybody faces or goes through some kind of pain, okay? This entire process, it wasn't easy for you. It wasn't sunshine and rainbows. It was painful, and it was I have no other words to describe that, but you know what you did? You took that pain, you channeled it into something so powerful that got you to evolve, to transform into something new, and it was all positive. So I'm so proud of you after reading this book.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, all right. So that is all sorted. By the way, the calendars, I saw that there weren't many revisions that you placed, so I guess we're good on that, right?
Yeah, I just changed a little bit.
Yes.
Just a little.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it made it read better.
It's going to get better. Yes. As we move forward, it's going to get better. Now, the personalization effect that you would like in your calendar, I got your point on that. But that part might just still be missing. You can say like 5 to 10%. And sometimes we might need your input in terms of the captions, hashtags, or any other post that we are putting up. Okay? So that we can personalize that from your perception.
Okay.
So that is something that we are working on, and I actually had a detailed discussion with the team as well. While we will be posting your post for this month, the calendar that was shared with you, I'm going to work with them on the second calendar. Is there any specific theme that you would like us to cover in the second calendar?
Any specific team? What do you mean?
By theme, what I mean is that, see, the initial calendar, we focused majorly on breast cancer. So I'm talking about like a subtopic for the second calendar. If you have any ideas in mind, you can share that with me. If not, then we will come up with something on our own.
Well, I mean, I would like for people to understand that it does include the BRCA2, because there's a lot of people out there with a genetic defection, and that's hard. You know, it's its own thing. You can never really say, "Well, that's it. I did it." You know, like it continues, and so. I think realizing that it's not just about breast cancer, you know, that you can, and even if it doesn't focus so much on the BRCA2, although I think it should some, but maybe, you know, that it does involve other cancers. I mean, I've had ovarian cancer, I've had melanoma, you know, and so I think the title came because of my first poem, which is at the beginning of the book, and that started the whole thing. And so it was always my title, but I don't want it to be misleading that it's only about breast cancer.
Absolutely.
I mean, honestly, I think that it wouldn't be... sorry, I'm getting beeped, and that's nobody. I'm trying to ignore. It's interrupting me, but I'm trying to ignore it.
I know.
That I really think that, like, any disruptive disease that all of a sudden shocked you, to some degree, it would be helpful. Probably not in the same way. I don't know if that's making sense.
It does. It does.
But I just think that. You know, and that may just be my second book. I may be going too far on this one. Maybe I'm just going too far there. But that it's not just breast cancer. I don't want just breast cancer patients to pick it up. If that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
And
you already mentioned this as well. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and I don't want just patients to pick it up either. I want caretakers to pick it up. I want doctors to pick it up.
The spouses, the family members, anyone can pick up the book and read that, because it's not specifically written for the patients only. It's when you're dealing with something like this, it's not just you. It's your entire family that's in it with you.
Right. I don't know. For me, the best way to do it was just kind of telling stories, you know.
Right. And I see that you have actually left a cliffhanger at the end, too, to be continued, where you're talking about how it can possibly move forward, you know, how you can come back with a second book as well. So you never know. I mean, this was just the beginning.
I'm still here. know, like
exactly.
That's what I wanted. I didn't want it to end whether, I mean, I am working on another one, but whether I did or not, I didn't want it to end like this is the end. It's like, I ain't dead, neither are you. You know,
absolutely.
You're still alive or you're not reading this, so.
Exactly.
Let's go on.
That is amazing. So, yeah, that part there, now that completely depends on you. Whether or not you want to write a second book, that is your choice. But you've left the audience with something positive at the end.
That's what I wanted to do.
Okay. All right. I think we are on the right track, and I'm so glad that we got you because this is not an ordinary book. And trust me, my team feels the same way. I know it must be too much to digest. Sometimes, you know, people come up to you and say random stuff. But trust me when I say this. I mean it.
Okay. It's easier to listen to you once you've
read it. Right. Absolutely.
I just had a hard time with, you know, lots of compliments. And I'm like, but have you read it? Well, no, but it's about cancer. I'm like, doesn't mean it's good.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
A lot of crappy
and
books
I actually understood, you know, I actually understood your point when I started reading the book and I was, oh, this is what she's talking about. So, yeah, it was a complete different perception towards this entire scenario to cancer, to everything. So it was positive. It was motivating. And I think this book should go out, definitely go out, to any possible readers, anyone who's out there in the world who is going through something similar. It doesn't really have to be cancer. It can be anything else too, right? And, yeah, that is what I wanted to tell you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. No
That's
worries.
What I wanted to say.
Right, message conveyed and received.
I mean,
successfully.
Yeah, you know, I've read, well, I've put down a lot, but I've read so many about how hard it is and how this sucks and how, you know, how early menopause sucks and what it does, but, you know, that's a given.
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, yeah it does. But
Right.
It doesn't mean you're dead, you know?
No, not at all. Not at all. You're alive, and probably you're more alive than most of us out here, you know? So that is what attracted me towards your book.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. So I have another good news.
It.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. I remembered that and it stuck to my mind. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to call her until unless I finish the book. So I was reading it throughout my shift and that was very difficult because I'm busy throughout the day. Trust me, the 8-9 hours of my shift, meetings, sessions, training sessions, or we have, you know, something urgent comes up and I have to handle that.
Sure.
So, yeah, sure. I was reading it while I was about to doze off, you know, about to sleep. Then I read some over the weekend. And then finally, I finished, like, the last 10 pages today. And I was like, oh, yay, I'm ready for the call now with Marty.
Aren't you glad it wasn't Shakespeare?
Yeah. Yeah, right. No. I really loved reading your book. I mean, it was amazing. And you've written it in the most simplest manner. I mean, I noticed that you didn't use any fancy words. You didn't try to sugarcoat anything. It was all very simple and short chapters. So it was an easy read. It wasn't that difficult. Okay, so Marty, that is pretty much it from my end. Oh, yes, one more important thing. After reading your book, the suggestion that I was providing you earlier, I am more confident now that this book should go live worldwide. So have you decided anything on that proposal that we discussed the last time?
Well, two things, neither which you'll probably like. But first of all, we just really don't have the money to do that. And
okay.
Second, I looked I did, like, research Amazon, what countries they were in, and it was several hundred. So I have to feel like, you know, that's going to have to be okay, at least for now. I mean, if it starts making money, perhaps I can change my mind. Mm-hmm. I don't mind taking the money that the book makes and reinvesting it. Mm-hmm. But for right now, it's just not financially something I can do.
Okay. I understand that completely. Is there any specific budget amount? Because I can go for an installment plan as well. I understand what you're saying. The only reason why I'm pushing this through, it's to get maximum results for your marketing campaign. Amazon covers certain regions. That is correct. Amazon covers Australia, Canada, UK, and US. But third world countries are not covered by Amazon. And you will be surprised to see what kind of ratio, percentage ratio, you're looking at when you are tapping into the third world countries. So that is why I'm emphasizing more and more on this. If it's the budget that you're worried about, you don't need to pay this all at once. We can maybe go for an installment plan. So tell me, what would your budget be like?
We're pretty close on our budget. Yeah, unless something changes, you know, between, come on, guys. Jack, come. Trying to get the dogs out, didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have to keep in mind that it's possible that I can end up back on disability again, which puts me at 60%. And so, it's just not a real safe time for me to do more than what I've done.
Okay.
Again, you know, I mean, if it's possible that once it starts going,
mm-hmm.
that I can add that on.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that, like, it all happens at once or it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, well, sorry, I can't do it. If it's not the case, you know, maybe once it gets rocking, we could add that on. Maybe that's not something you can do,
mm-hmm.
but it's the only way I see it happening at this moment.
Okay. All right. Well, I respect that, Marty, you being honest with me, and I truly appreciate that. I have one last negotiable deal that I got for the end of the month discount. The total amount that I told you for the 400 platforms was $2,500, and that was a discounted cost, a one-shot payment. We usually do not provide any installment plans or any further discounts in terms of coupons or anything once we provide a final discounted cost, all right? This is already 50% off that I'm quoting to you, $2,500. Now, out of that, I made one more exception of turning this into an installment plan. Now, the initial upfront payment will be $1,000 and then $500 each month for 3 months afterwards. Do you think that works in terms of your financial budget?
Yeah, I just don't have it. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's completely fine. All right, then. We'll focus on the marketing regions that we have currently, and we'll take this from there. And you can just let me know whenever you're ready and if you change your mind, because this is something solid. It's not a marketing service or any promotional offer that I'm providing you. This is for your book to go worldwide on 400-plus platforms, and your book will stay there for a lifetime. So even if worst-case scenario, even if the marketing does not work out, the organic sales that we can anticipate from this specific service, it is around 300 to 400 books per month, organic, no efforts made. So that's a good thing. All right?
Well, yeah, if something changes, you know, if I get a result next month that's more positive than what they're giving me right now, that would make a difference. Right now, we just have to be really careful of what we're doing, because we don't know if I'm going to be able to keep working or not. And so the book may be most of my income if that happens and if the marketing doesn't work, then that's gone. So
okay, that makes
saying,
sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, we just don't know. You know, if they're going to tell me next month, oh, yeah, things are shrinking, or they're going to say, oh, you have another 30 of them, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I
get
just
it.
Don't know.
I understand. Don't worry about it, okay? I just had to have this discussion with you to understand
what exactly you are.
Yeah. So if I have any potential ideas to improve the book, Marty, I'm going to come up to you and I'm going to discuss that with you. So please don't get offended by that, okay?
I just want this book to do good.
I really want this book to do good. And it has just been my passion, you know, from the time I came into this industry, you know, I get obsessed. And that is, you can maybe say, it's a con for me, but yeah, I'm talking about the pros and cons kind of thing. So yeah. All right then, Marty, I will let you go for now. I will be monitoring the marketing closely, and just in case if you have any issues, concerns, whatsoever, you know where to reach me at, or you can reach me through Josh as well. Okay?
Okay. Thanks for reading it.
No worries. I'm going to be waiting for a signed copy from you, and Marty, I'm not going to let you go that easily. So you make sure you arrange that for me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, Marty. It was good chatting with you. Have a wonderful day.
Too.
Enjoy yourself, and God bless you.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for
coming. Take care. Bye now.
Bye.